You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Why didn't you get any sleep last night?
Wind, buddy. The wind here is insane. I've never experienced wind like this so much here in Colorado. I don't know what's going on. We made the fatal flaw, too, of rolling the trash cans out last night for trash day today. Versus.
And where are they now?
Luckily, they were heavy enough that they stayed in place, but the lid flipped up and it was going wham, 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 wham on the back of it. So it kept us up all night. I was thinking, do I need to go pull these back up to the top of the driveway so they don't blow away? So we were up all night and everything was slamming and dogs were being blown down the street and the elderly were being blown away and it was bad. It's 70 mile an hour winds is what I saw.
And those high wind warnings are supposed to stay posted throughout the day today. It's all bringing colder weather, too. So
I know.
Look for some snow this weekend, maybe.
I hate the wind. It just dries you out, you know? I'm like, nah, nah.
It wears you out, is what it does. Even if you're not out in it, it still seems to just... enough about
just,
that.
Yeah.
Life is good. It's just windy.
Just go inside.
I got a mind bender coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll do that at around 7:30, and then Boys Against the Girls at 8 o'clock. How did we get off on this discussion about young people in cars? Was it one of our callers who said that her kid was just about to turn 16 or something?
No.
What was it?
I was talking about Reed. No.
We did talk about you buying a car.
We did, because we were looking at cars, and we're doing like the six-year future thinking plan, because if we buy a car now, that'll probably be the one that we hand down to Reed in 6 years when he starts driving.
All right, what was the conversation that spurred this?
This one came from another coworker of ours. His name is Jesse. Jesse's been filling in for Josh the past week. And I wandered in, because he's doing the producer role in a whole separate room, so I wandered in there during a commercial break, and I was just talking to Jesse, trying to catch up, asking about his wife, his kids, a bunch of stuff I really didn't care about. I didn't care about any of it, you know, I was like, just small talk. But anyway, he said, hey, my daughter just turned 16, and I had to sell my car. I was like, why? He's like, well, because I sold my car, I bought myself an older one, and I bought her an older one, so we turned one car into two. And I was like, well, that's kind of creative. He said, sure enough, she went out and got her license, and on the first day, she came home and pulled up their driveway and got a little too close to the garage, and instead of hitting the brake pedal to stop, she slid over and punched that gas pedal and went right through the garage door into their garage. And he's like, and then she texted me and said, hey, Dad, can you come outside? There's a little ding in the garage door that you need to check out. And he wrote back and was like, yeah, I'll look at it later. Don't worry about it. No big deal. And then she wrote back a few minutes later like, no, you should probably come check this out.
So it's not just a little ding.
He was laughing because, she started out with, it's just a little ding in the garage door. Mm-hmm. It's like I went out there, he said, and that it was like hanging, you know, it was just hanging down, big old hole in it. Like, what did you do? He said she hadn't had her driver's license for a week yet.
That happened.
Isn't that perfect?
So I had a buddy of mine whose son, when he had his permit, so I guess he was like 15 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And they had done all the stuff of driving around with him. And then he went to park in the garage. So the garage door was open. And he was trying to get it, close, but he was nervous about everything.
Yeah.
And he did the same thing where his foot was on the gas, and instead of reaching over and hitting the brake he thought he was doing, he hit the gas. He went through the back wall of the garage.
That sounds a little more expensive than the garage door.
Yeah, so it put a pretty good little hole. At least it didn't buckle anything like that, but it put a pretty good hole into the wall. And of course, it didn't do a lot of good for the car either.
Oh my gosh, man.
This is the people who go out and buy $45,000 cars for their 16-year-olds who I think are idiots. I'm sorry. Sorry, I just offended a lot of people. I think you're an idiot if you buy a 16-year-old a $40,000, $50,000 car. They need junkers.
Well, absolutely, all day long, yeah.
You know, a 12-year-old car.
They have no respect for a vehicle at that age, it's just all fun and games.
And here I am, Mr. All High and Mighty, when I was 16 and my dad got me a beater car to drive around, but I remember it had only been a few months. And no tickets, No accidents, no scrapes, not even a flat tire, nothing in the beater car. He finally agrees to let me take. He had just gotten as a second car for him. He'd gotten a sporty Thunderbird, which back in the day was a pretty cool car. And I was like, I said, I'm going out on this date with this girl that I've always wanted to take out. Can I please take the T-Bird? And he's like, Dominic, don't you do anything to this. Yes, I will let you do it.
Yeah.
And damn it, Jeremy, if on that date I didn't backing out of a parking space. Somehow in my blind spot, not see the little telephone pole that was there, and I crunched the side of that T-Bird into a telephone pole.
Ruh-roh.
Yep. Never once a scratch on the beater, but I
buckled the rear end, the old T-Bird.
The T-Bird, yeah.
So. Oh, man, that sucks.
If we asked our listeners about this, the teenage tales of woe within the first, let's say within the first week of getting their license.
Yeah.
We said, what are your tales of woe within the first week of your child getting their driver's license? Like, what accidents, problems did they run? Like, what did they run into? Before we go to the ones that have been sent in, let's jump on the phones. And Jen has been patiently holding. Jen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what happened?
We had bought our 16-year-old son. We thought the perfect car. It was in great shape. It was super old because it was owned by a little old lady who hardly drove it. So, you know.
Perfect.
Perfect car.
Those are good finds.
Yes. And on day two, he was driving it and did like a little fender bender, but the hood like bent up so it never shut right ever again. And we were so disappointed, but to fix it, we had to duct tape some pieces. And but then you could see the duct tape because, you know, it's duct tape and it's this ugly gray color. So
yeah, but the point of this, Jen, the point is that he'd had his license how many days? Two?
Two days. Yes.
And thump hit something. Well, then he just had to live with that duct tape, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we spray painted it.
Hold on, this story just keeps getting classier. Keep going.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So we spray painted it gold. We called it Camry Gold after, you know, it went on the car. And then the car was renamed Duct Tape.
So you actually had to duct tape the hood down?
Yes.
So like, did you have to, like, replace the duct tape every time you had to, like, do an oil change or washer fluid in?
Sure,
So
then they had to spray paint it again.
They retape it and spray it every time.
Yeah, it was super classy. But we already spent a little bit of money on it.
That's right.
We weren't going to spend any more money into it. Yeah. We all of a sudden added duct tape to our budget for the year. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Jen, we got to run. Thanks for being on the show with us, okay?
Good one.
You bet. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Funny.
Here's Michelle on the line. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
So how long did it take?
1 month.
Okay.
And it was my daughter, and she just turned 16, and we live on a farm. And she wanted to feed the cows off the truck. We're like, okay, that's great. She's like, Dad lets me do it all the time. I'm like, okay, well, be careful.
Uh-oh.
Well, she got into the truck, and it was a stick. And we were in the shop, and she put the clutch in, started to back up. Well, the foot slipped off the car.
Oh, where'd she go?
We were just in the heart of the story.
I hope she didn't run over a bunch of cows.
All I can gather is that the foot slipped off the clutch.
What is this deal with the foot slippage that is going on? You have two pedals to control. I know that she had three there, but generally two. My story is when my foot slipped off the brake and hit the gas, and my parents' garage is like kind of behind their house, so you have to drive past the actual house and then go into the back where the garage is.
Mm-hmm.
My foot slipped off the brake when I first got my license onto the gas, and I took my truck and ran it all the way down the side of the house, all the way down to the garage. Couldn't quite figure out how to stop it. What's with the slippage? Do we all just have really slippery shoes or what?
I don't know. I think there's also nerves involved.
It's panic is what it is.
Let me read a couple of these real fast from Kim. She goes, my dad wouldn't let me drive his car ever, but my boyfriend's dad wanted to help me celebrate getting my license, and he let me drive his Porsche.
Sweet.
He said everyone should at least experience it. And I was so nervous. See, that's what we're talking about, nerves. Mm-hmm. I was so nervous, I hit the gas instead of the brake and drove over the curb and into some bushes.
Excellent.
Scratched it up pretty good, and I was mortified. April wrote in. She goes, my son bumped into the you're going to love this. My son bumped into the car in front of us on the way home from passing his driver's test.
Perfect.
Not a lot of damage, but it still cost us about $1,500 between our car and the other person. On the way home from getting his license.
That is a very fast fail right there.
You know, what a great story. You know, you're obviously everyone gets out of their car. What a great story as you walk up to that person and say, would you believe he's had his license 10 minutes?
Oh, my gosh. That poor kid.
Didn't Josh have something like that?
He did. He said he got a ticket, like, with it wasn't even 24 hours and he got a ticket.
Speeding?
Was it speeding? Yeah. Thumbs up.
24
Less
hours.
Less than 24 hours. Man.
You know, it's a very, very unpopular position, but I'll say it again because I've said it for a billion years on this show. I do believe that the age for driving should be 18.
It's too young. I waited. I was more on the older end of some of my friends, so I was able to wait. It was another like 6 to 8 months before I even got my license. I think I was pushing 17 before I got it.
Yeah.
And it was so beneficial.
The reason it is unpopular is because parents have been like chauffeuring their kids around for 16 years and they're tired of it. And they're like, I just want them to have their license so they can do it themselves.
Yeah.
They're killing machines. And I don't think a 16 you're ready for it. That's just my opinion.
Then again, I waited and I just told you about how I ran down the side of the house. So.
Right. You could have done that at 20. I guess,
jack it up.